This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's sought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
That is the most unique gun store, gun website you will find anywhere. Go check them out. Back to talking about Brexit and the things that drove them away. And I think if the thing about this vote and this secession from the European Union is a lot of the same things that are happening in Britain because of the European Union are happening here because of the United States government. One of the things that the European Union decided to do was they started to wage a war on tea kettles, believe it or not. Now, they had already rendered the British fishermen unemployed. But the thing that seemed to annoy most British voters was the threat to ban the ubiquitous high-powered electric tea kettle. Threats to ban them caused a rush to buy more of them. What does that sound like to you? And other small appliances like toasters before Brussels destroyed their breakfast and afternoon teas, just as it had earlier forced them to replace incandescent bulbs and proper vacuum cleaners. Brian Monteith, who was the lead EU chief spokesman, he said the only thing that should be toast is our EU membership. They may take our tea and toast, but they will never take our freedom. But you can have both when we vote to leave. We're constantly told that leaving the EU is a leap in the dark, but the real unknown is just how much more depressing and grim life will be in the homogenized, soulless EU. They're already taking menthol out of our cigarettes. Next, they'll be saying oil for bergamot causes cancer and Earl Grey tea will be no more. Robert Oxley, a spokesman for Vote Leave, said Brussels is storing up all Barmy regulations, power grabs, and budget demands it can delay until after the referendum. But if we vote remain quicker than you can boil a kettle, the same damaging proposals will be back on the table and we will be powerless to say no. The only safe way to avoid a referendum hangover is to vote leave. David Coburn, a UK Independence Party member of Parliament, said what we want is to let the free market reign, not this diktat by bureaucrat. What does all this sound like to you? This is the Tea Party British style. Mr. Coburn had recently purchased a new kettle and toaster on Moving House, and grumbled that his new appliances no longer seem to have the oomph they once did. I think I must have bought a Euro toaster. I have to put the bread in 5 times. It's still pale and pasty. Perhaps it's powered by windmills. Widespread objection induced the EU to halt implementation of the tea kettle diktat in February, but they didn't shelve it. They just pushed it back until after the referendum. But there's nothing too small for the EU to tax and regulate. It was made clear by this effort to regulate every household appliance, from light bulbs to vacuum cleaners to hair dryers. The striking at the beloved electric tea kettle seemed to really ignite voters. The tea kettle, folks, as wild as this is going to sound to you, The tea kettle for the British is the AR-15 here. The only thing that I can tell you that it compares to, because they were gonna ban them, and the Brits went out and bought them up. Then there's the certainty, and looking at what they're proposing now, this HR bill, this no fly no buy list they're wanting to put together. This really closely parallels what's going on here. And this is the certainty of more and more disturbing power grabs by the EU. The ineluctable tendency for all unelected bureaucracies to grow out of control and end up biting the hand that feeds them could not be more obvious than the example of the EU. Give them a trade and customs treaty and they'll rule you forever in every possible way. The EU is a lot like Hotel California. Now, up to now, voters across Europe have rejected the expansion of the original customs and trade treaty, limited scope of the original European Economic Community, to no avail. In 1992, Denmark voted against the Maastricht Treaty and was made to vote again. In 2001, Ireland voted against the Nice Treaty and was made to vote again. In 2005, France voted against the EU Constitution, and the vote was ignored. In that same year, the Netherlands voted against the EU Constitution, and that, too, was ignored. In 2008, Ireland voted against the Lisbon Treaty and was made to vote again. In 2015, Greece voted against the EU bailout, and that vote was ignored. So the lesson to voters must have been obvious. Spend your life voting or just lie back and think of Brussels until this particular moment with the UK. Now, I'm not being hyperbolic here. We have this unelected dream in Brussels. Now, before their reign seemed to be crumbling by the Brexit example, the EU seemed on its way to establishing its own army. They were holding up until after the Brexit to vote a $1 trillion budget and a raft of unpopular new regulations, including what appears to be the groundwork for an EU army. Her name is Federica Mogherini, a far-left Italian politician at the EU helm on the subject. On Friday, EU foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini said we'll present top-secret plans which would see new European military and operational structures, including a headquarters. Her proposals say security and defense is where a step change is most urgent. The EU can step up its contribution to Europe's security and defense. That would be nice. Our external action must become more joined up across policy areas, institutions, and member states. Greater unity of purpose is needed across the policy areas. The other part of it is the cost of this. This was eating them alive. They were spending £18 billion, and they were getting £4.5 billion back from the EU. So they were paying to be part of it. Now, the youth vote. The Guardian loved that the young people were the Bernie Sanders types, and they wanted everything that the EU was promising. But and they got some stuff out of it. Now the EU is saying that they want Britain to exit quick. And how quickly that will happen remains to be seen. It's going to be quicker than the 2-year period set by Article 50. And the EU's fate is far from clear. I certainly think it will be, they're going to have a worse time of it than the UK. The UK just saved themselves. All of these guys that are resigning and everything from this means nothing. Let them go, Britain. Let them go. You didn't listen to the politicians, and you didn't listen to the polls, and you showed out. And, folks, that is a good object lesson for us to take in. We don't have to listen to the polls. We just need to show up and vote. And we can change our country. And that's not a bad thing, is it, to do it at the ballot box versus, with the cartridge box. When we get back, Tom Ridge comes out and says, you know what, gun control would not have stopped Orlando. Different from Jay Johnson, this is Lock and Load.
Washington made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Back at you. Live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in USA studio, this is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Most unique gun shop you'll ever see. Online, anywhere. Check them out. Tom Ridge, the former head of the Department of Homeland Security, which I think should be abolished. I'll just say that right now. Said that no matter what the Democrats believe in their quest to pass more gun control legislation, it would not have stopped Orlando shooter Omar Mateen from killing 49 people and injuring 53 others at Pulse nightclub. He said, you kind of wonder what kind of glasses some of the Democrats are wearing as they look at that horrible tragedy. House Democrats held a sit-in on the chamber floor to demand action on gun control legislation last week while the Senate rejected a series of gun control bills, including one piece of legislation that would have banned those on terror watch lists from buying a gun. The notion that somehow gun control would have eliminated that is just an absolute disconnect, according to Ridge. I do think there's some reasonable people on both sides of the aisle, and even within the NRA, that probably do support the notion that if you're on a terrorist watch list and you can't get on an airplane, you probably shouldn't be able to purchase a firearm. I get that, but this is totally unrelated to the incident in Orlando where the murderer pledged allegiance to the Islamic State and was probably inspired and converted by the virtue of the Internet and some of his travels. Of course, we've already had our little discussion about if you're on this list, maybe you shouldn't be walking around. So many are in sharp disagreement over banning those on the terrorist watch list from purchasing guns. I think if they want to, the first thing they need to do is publish the list. I was watching a show from the 70s when they were reading the enemies lists of Richard Nixon, and Daniel Shore, who was a correspondent, I think, for CBS at the time, was reading his list, and he came to name number 17, which was himself. Now, to his credit, Shore and Rather, who were, you know, they're liberal, they didn't, they just kept right on plowing through. They were professional. Nonetheless, getting out there, publish a list. Let us see the list. Then tell us why these people are on the list. Then tell us the criteria for being on the list. Then live by the criteria for being on the list. Do not expand the criteria for being on the list. Give us a plan like that, and then we'll shoot it down anyway, because lists are a bad idea. Lists are a bad idea. You know, Bill Maher, I don't understand Bill Maher. I really don't. Because sometimes I just want to grab him by his little neck and start shaking him and see what happens. He is not a friend of conservatism at all. But one thing that he also is not afraid to do is to slam his own side when they're being idiots. Now, whether that is the deafening silence from liberals when it comes to defending liberal values, the free speech and freedom of religion against the tide of radical Islam, or in this instance, gun control, it doesn't matter. Maher is a gun owner. He hasn't made that a secret. He does not intend to give his up, nor does he present himself as an expert on guns and what they can do and not do, unlike his progressive brethren. But he notices that a lot of liberals that have been talking about guns don't know anything about them. In his typical fashion, Maher equated, get ready for this, Ben. You might want to blow this out of the water. Get ready. In 3, 2, 1. Maher equated liberals talking about guns to the Pope talking about vaginas. His episode of his program Real Time featured the former RNC chairman Michael Steele, the Daily Beast's Betsy Woodruff, and Democratic operative Paul Begala and comedian Larry Wilmore on the panel. When the segment that led into the Second Amendment started off with Maher bashing our system of government, saying that our Constitution needs a rewrite, Begala noted how the current Democratic gun controls push, specifically the no-fly, no-buy bill, is common sense, which even Gawker found to be odious. Wilmore and Woodruff noted the problems with using secretive government lists that A, tells people what they can and cannot do, B, have an appalling lack of due process, and C, disproportionately impacts those from the Middle East and Southeast Asia. Woodruff added how it might sound like a sensible bill if you names if your name sounds like a character from the Brady Bunch. Wilmore also said that Representative John Lewis, who is leading the House Democrats in pressuring Speaker Ryan to hold a vote on gun control, was on the no-fly list. Marr then went on to slam his fellow liberals for butchering the facts about firearms, adding that many think the AR and AR-15 stands for assault rifle. It doesn't. Marr did admit he's not proficient in gun terminology, and he did pretty well for himself, noting that the AR-15 rifle isn't an assault rifle, and that it's not an automatic weapon. He then showed a slide of handguns, most of them 9mm, which is just as deadly as the AR-15. The only difference is that the AR-15 looks scary to the anti-gun left. Woodruff added that the Virginia Tech shooter had committed the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history with two handguns up until the Orlando attack. She also noted that long guns are used very rarely in gun crimes. One of the reasons they didn't look for a ban after the Virginia Tech shooting was it would have been political suicide. Now, he also pointed out that from 1966 to 2015, only 869 people have been killed in the FBI's terms of what a mass shooting is. Is one too many? Yes. But this grossly inaccurate picture that America is a shooting gallery and that we have a gun violence epidemic is wrong. And he points this out. Of course, being Bill Maher. The honeymoon didn't last. He got out there and said that he supported a bill that would expand background checks. That was one of these moments in time where this brief window of lucidity and candor opens, where a liberal will call out their own side for peddling nonsense about guns. In Maher's case, he pretty much undercut the left's narrative about our fan of gun violence epidemic. Since he's not in politics, he'll get away with it. There's plenty of people that like his show. Not that many that watch it. I'm not sure how many people do watch it, to be quite honest with you. Might be more than I think. As we roll to the next moment here, this is the next pause, Democratic Senator Tim Kaine has got a bill that he's going to float out there. He's on the short list to be Hillary Clinton's vice president. He's calling for limiting the size of magazines and semi-automatic rifles, which I've never heard of that one before. This is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
The most unique gun shop on the web, just based on what they carry. Check them out. This past Sunday on the Meet the Press debacle, which they show every day, every Sunday, moderator Chuck Todd asked Senator Tim Kaine, "Are you in favor of an assault weapon ban?" Kaine said, "I have voted for it, but I think there's a better way to go at the problem, and that it's limitations on the size of magazines and ammunition clips." Todd asked, "So you think an AR-15 should be sold? You don't think there should be any limitations?" Kaine replied, "I voted for it, and I would likely vote for it again, but here's a practical problem that I think you're aware of. As soon as you define what an assault weapon is, you can sell a weapon. You can't sell a weapon, and here's how we describe it. Gun manufacturers just make one adjustment or two and say, see, this isn't subject to the limitation. Whereas if you say you can't sell an ammunition clip or a magazine with more than 10 or 12 rounds," Todd asked, "so you believe ammunition is the way to go?" Kaine replied, "I really think that's probably the way to tackle the problem more effectively." Interesting. Interesting little thoughts there. Gun shows. You know, if you were to listen to the gun grabbers, for those of you that go to gun shows, which I don't go to gun shows anymore, I used to go to gun shows when there used to be bargains at gun shows. And the only reason to go to a gun show, in my opinion, is to either go find something you can't find otherwise, or if there's some bargains. Barring any of those, I don't go to gun shows. But let's just for the moment say gun shows. Now, if you listen to the liberals, the most dangerous place in the world would have to be a gun show. It's a giant room full of macho vigilante maniacs with itchy trigger fingers and several guns apiece. And these evil assault guns are laying everywhere. They are helter-skelter all over the place. And somehow, and there's this mysterious loophole that somehow allows the criminally insane to walk away with AR-15s. According to the liberals, the safest place in the world is a gun-free zone, which is a school or a bar or a movie theater with a no-gun sign. Or since 1993, any American military base. But there's never been a mass shooting at a gun show. Some societies are more prone to violence and some are less prone. America is a relatively violent society, a relatively hyperactive society, a risk-taking society, and yet the safest place in America is a place where everybody has a gun. Now, the only excuse for a gun-free zone, the only justification that's not intellectually dishonest, is as one step on the march to a gun-free world. And this is a favorite liberal pipe dream. And yet, assuming we could delete every gun in the world with the touch of a button, would that be a good idea? Well, not unless you believe that when someone attacks you with a knife, you should be forced to defend yourself with a knife. Some liberals do think that they believe in a fair, they want to say that there should be fair fighting. Axe handle against axe handle, knife against knife, hand to hand. Some liberals do think this, or rather they think that when you're attacked, you shouldn't have to defend yourself at all. They're not very comfortable with the idea of self-defense and do not see how anyone else could possibly be comfortable with it. And a variant of this view is that the idea that the AR-15s are scary and very trauma-inducing, and that if you're not afraid of them, well, you ought to be. To a liberal, the reliance on a collective responsibility replaces the idea of individual responsibility. Someone collapses on the sidewalk, it's the community's responsibility to get him in an ambulance. But no individual is deputized to check his pulse or deliver CPR. Oddly enough, the absence of individual responsibility is how our government operates, especially the one particular branch that liberals imagine is saving us from the need for self-defense. In the 1981 case of Warren versus the District of Columbia, the D.C. Court of Appeals held that the police had no specific duty to protect individual citizens, which is how the D.C. police got off after failing to respond to multiple 911 calls from Carolyn Warren when she and two friends were held captive and raped repeatedly over a period of 14 hours. The police have a responsibility to protect society as a whole, but don't expect them to be there when your life needs saving. Now, gun owners, as all liberals know, are very quick to anger and whip out their guns on the slightest pretext and mow down everything they see. We are mentally unstable. We're playing with fire every time we go out and we're carrying our weapon. So why aren't gun shows dangerous? Now, if you want to get shot, your odds are slightly higher that you will get shot in a gun-free zone. If you'd rather avoid getting shot, if you'd like to take responsibility for defending yourself from being shot, carry a gun. And if you're afraid to carry a gun yourself, find some people who are not afraid to do this and maybe stand next to them. Oh, gosh. Then there's the helpless victim myth of a crook. If a person has a gun, then a crook is just going to take it away from them. These crooks are like Bruce Lee. They're like Jet Li. They're like Donnie Yen. They're just like kung fu masters. They're like Neo. If there was any scintilla of truth to this, guns would be useless oxymorons and we'd be defenseless slaves by now. Everyone would be slaves, even the slave masters. So this myth could never work. It's a circular logic that never ends. If you had a gun to protect yourself, but the crook could just take it from you, you wouldn't need a gun. You could just take the crook's gun and use that. And it just perpetuates itself over and over again. And guns just don't work that way. If that was the case, then guards could not guard anything. Slaves could simply shoot their masters. The master could then just shoot the slaves. The way this works out is the one with the gun gets things done, son. The crook would just take it, has enormous value because it lights up the scrambled eggs, it passed for brains and the progressives and the anti-rights bigots who offer up that silliness when the issue of self-defense and guns is addressed. So many of the people we battle over our gun rights today are so terrified that they can only picture themselves like Don Knotts when he was Andy Fife, you know, with the one bullet. Anti-gun advocates have no idea of the empowerment that a firearm provides when it comes to taking care of yourself. Ask women. Women know. Ask them. But can you imagine living your life in this belief that no matter what you did, somebody could turn that against you and hurt you with it, or take your life with it, or, you know, rape you with it, or whatever the case may be. That's definitely a myth. Definitely a myth. Coming up on the last break of the show, when we get back, we're going to talk about, let's go ahead and vote on all these common sense gun reforms. This is Lock and Load.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
From the Fog Loop Performance Made at the USA Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
You know what I say about them. Check them out. All of America, by which I mean all of the liberal media gimps in New York and Washington, they cooed and quivered in climactic contentment when the House Democrats were staging their little sit-in for the Benjamins. And the Dems were totally sincere about it. Paris had thought that this was some kind of tacky performance art designed to fundraise from the aging Aquarians, the Constitution-hating juice box hipsters, and the bitter, unfulfilled, unloved ex-wives who make up the non-welfare-drawing bulk of the Democrat Party. No, it was totally for the children. All the Democrats really want to do is something for the children by voting on some common sense measures to stop the bloodshed not caused by straight Republican NRA members who pledge allegiance to Jesus. And Paul Ryan should let them have their vote. And here are some measures that the Speaker should bring to the floor so the Democrats can go on record showing exactly, precisely where they stand. The No-Fly Goodbye Act. Since apparently anyone the government chooses to put on a list is such a manifest danger that we cannot possibly take even a second to provide the basics of due process, why take chances? How about a law that says if you're on some government list of potential terrorists and you're not a citizen, you must be deported? Like now. Within days after getting put on the list. Though that makes a dubious assumption that the government can find them. But since these are foreigners who have no right to be here anyway, if the feds manage to find them, then we don't need to bother with any means of, with any mean old due process. Don't our children deserve a safe country? Our children, damn it. So if these people are so awful they can't be allowed to fly or buy guns, then they should be totally kicked out of America and sent back to the 7th century hellhole from which they slithered, right? Now, sure, Democrats love immigrants for reasons totally unrelated to their tendency to vote for the party that offers them free money. But we just can't take the chance because we all know America is awash in guns and you can order a machine automatic assault cannon with a 71-bullet clip off the interwebs for a half-hour delivery by an NRA drone without a background check because of loopholes. So we need to do this for the children of all ages. The citizens can have the same guns as Protect Politicians Act. Now, this fairness is very important. That's why we should ask the Democrats to go on record ensuring that regular Americans are not second-class citizens. How about bringing to the floor a bill that states that no security official guarding any government official shall be allowed to carry any more effective weapon than the most effective weapon a normal citizen is allowed to carry in that jurisdiction? If, say, members of Congress get to be protected by scary black rifles, shouldn't we all be able to protect ourselves with scary black rifles? Now, the members of Congress could totally give up their protection by guys with scary black rifles. A lot of smug, neck-bearded, femboys on Twitter snark about how the Second Amendment only protects muskets. And so Congress is free to protect itself with flintlocks. Why would anyone need an assault rifle anyway? Oh, wait. Children, right? Now, in Washington, D.C., citizens can't carry guns. Oh, that's sort of awkward. I guess then our government officials in Washington will have to do without their guards carrying guns, too. But then they could always move the capital to a free state like Texas, where citizens have rights. We call that, by the way, a feature, not a bug. Now, there may be some arguments back, like pointing out the threat to government officials. Let's answer these objections this way. Children. The Stop the Democrat Inner City Massacre Act. Everyone is heartbroken by the bloodshed on the streets of blue state Democrat-run big cities like Chicago, where our children are being killed by the score. Everyone on the pro-gun freedom side is talking about it. You hear us talk about it, but, we talk about it all the time. Not one damn word from Obama and the rest of the liberal hashtag carrying core. Here's a real chance to save some children. Now, as we've all seen, these big city police departments are under a lot of pressure by liberal city officials not to enforce gun laws because doing so is politically disadvantageous. For instance, New York's Bill de Blasio stopped the Stop and Frisk program that was saving many young lives. Well, I guess they now need to be held accountable for their policy. So let's allow individuals to sue city governments to choose not to protect their citizens in order to curry favor with their leftist little buddy pals. If human decency cannot motivate them, maybe protecting the municipal slush funds that are the big city budgets will. And children. And kids, too. Then there's the We Aren't Coming for Your Guns Act. We've all heard from the liberals that we're all crazy and kooky and nuts for taking them at their word about wanting to confiscate our guns. After all, just because an assault weapon, by the terminology put forth by people like Pantsuit Clinton, includes Glocks, why should we fear this? Why aren't we taking their word about wanting them, they don't want to confiscate our guns. Well, we can be a little twitchy when we think we hear what we actually hear, but let's move past that. It's time for the GOP to make it easy for them to go on record about how they don't want to take our guns with this super simple little law. All American adults without a mental defect or a disqualifying criminal record have a right to keep and bear effective arms for the defense of themselves, their families, their communities, and their Constitution. No entity or person shall confiscate any firearm in lawful use from any American adult without a mental defect or a disqualifying criminal record, nor shall any entity or person interfere with the ability of such adult to obtain and train with firearms, ammunition, and associated equipment. A violation of this act is a felony, and any American adult whose rights under this act are wrongly infringed shall have a civil claim against the infringing individuals and entities and recover punitive damages and attorney's fees. This is a separate statutory right from the protections of the Second Amendment made under the authority of Congress under the Commerce Clause, its power regarding the militia and other enumerated powers, and the enactment of this act shall not denigrate the Second Amendment's protections. This act shall be construed broadly to ensure Americans are able to keep and bear arms without interference. Heck, if you're not coming for our guns, how can you even object to that one, huh? And you know, children and young people. And we just can't wait. So Speaker Ryan should call all those Democrats back from their vacations right now because of the children on these common sense proposals. And they will be totally thrilled to come because the Democrats really care about people, especially children. And this whole sit-in thing was totally, completely, absolutely not some cynical, cheesy scam by a bunch of aspiring fascist dorks to separate a bunch of man-bun gibbos and shrill harridans from their money. Oh, no. This was real. By the way, one of the things we found out about this is that the thing about the watch lists, there's going to be a quota on the watch list. So, you know, just, you know, these lists that, you know, where 40% of the people on there have no known terrorists or terrorists or anything, no ties to terrorists, they're not being investigated at all. They just can't buy a gun. This could all be short-circuited, though, if we'll just take my recommendation to Speaker Ryan. Speaker Ryan would take that and run with it. I especially like, which one was it? I especially like the, no, not that one. Where is it? Not the no-fly goodbye. Where is it? Citizens can have the same guns as Protect Politicians Act. I like that one. That's a good one. That would be a good one for us. This would completely gut the Hughes Amendment. And everybody could have these M4s that people like Nate Bethea say he can buy on the interwebs. Oh, these guys, if they weren't such lying sacks of wasted space, it'd be amusing. It'd be amusing the things that they throw out there to see what will stick on the wall. I know that, you know, I know that people don't like that. But anyway, we'll be back here in 21 hours. It's never been about gun control. It's always been about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the fault. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.